This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little different. We spell it CHRCH online, Church Online, because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to talk about that epiphany moment. Now, that sounds like one of those religious words, an epiphany. But Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines an epiphany as a usually sudden manifestation or perception of the essential nature or meaning of something. Okay, that's a big word definition, but literally it's a sudden realization of what something truly means. For example, a small epiphany might be you're in church or somewhere, a crowd of people, and you see somebody, and you know them, but you can't remember where. The epiphany comes when suddenly your brain locks it in and go, oh, you know, that's Dave from school or whatever it might be. Those epiphany moments. Now, sometimes they're small, sometimes they're big. In the scripture, we find many people that have these epiphany, or maybe a better way to say it is those aha moments when you just suddenly it all clicks in your brain. For me, I thought about this yesterday because I was at the eye doctor. I've been having some issues, some double vision, and the doctors were doing things, putting things in front of my eyes. And then suddenly there's this moment where literally my brain just locked it into one single image. It was an aha moment of vision, of clarity. But it made me think of these moments in Scripture. And by the way, most of the time you have these sort of epiphany moments, these aha moments, they happen during ordinary things, ordinary days. For example, let's go to Peter's epiphany. And Peter, the fisherman, of course, the epiphany moment comes when Peter is at work, doing his job, fishing. And if you remember that story, we're going to go into Luke chapter 5. This is the moment when they were out all night fishing. They caught nothing, but they see Jesus on the shore. And at this moment, no epiphany moment. They don't really recognize who this guy is. Maybe they've heard him teaching. Maybe they've heard some things about him, but they really don't know this man. And he tells them, have you caught anything? No, we've caught nothing. We'll throw your nets on the other side out there. And then this is Luke chapter 5, start in verse 5. Peter answered and said to him, Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the nets. And when he had done this, he caught a great number of fish, and their nets were breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so they began to sink. Now, that's not the epiphany moment yet. We're almost there, but this is the moment when Jesus is showing something to fishermen that fishermen would understand. Do you understand the idea here is that maybe this wouldn't be the epiphany for all of us, but for an individual who spends all his days and all his time out there in the Sea of Galilee, to go out there all the time and you bring those nets in and nothing's in the nets, and you just recognize today's just not the day for fishing. But then there's that man out there on the shore, and he says to throw your nets on the other side. And we've caught nothing, but I'll humor you. You know, I'll do this. So Peter and his other fishermen, they throw out those nets, and they bring in this incredible, miraculous catch of fish. And this is the epiphany. Luke 5, verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Just pause and think about this for a minute. He recognized that Jesus was something miraculous because he knew those nets were not coming back with anything in them. He was convinced. But because it was Jesus asking, he did it. But then, the unexplainable, the aha moment, those so filled with fish, their nets were breaking. Verse 9, he and all those who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. There was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men, or you will be fishers of men. So they brought their boats to land and forsook all they had and followed him. That's the aha moment for Peter. That's the epiphany. That moment when everything I know is suddenly changed, suddenly shifted. And now I see this Jesus as something more. Again, this is unique for the fishermen, isn't it? That might not speak to us in the same way. We might think, because maybe we don't fish on a regular basis, we wouldn't think an empty net and then suddenly a full net was a miracle, but these guys did. They saw this moment for what it was. Now, I want to ask you one more time. We said in the beginning, when did you have an epiphany? When did you have the epiphany? The aha moment when you realized that Jesus was something more, that Jesus was something bigger than this historical figure, this great teacher, this prophet even. When did you have the epiphany that Jesus was Lord of all? Jesus was God in human form. That by Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, we are saved. His death on the cross, his blood that was shed, is the thing that cleanses us all of our sins. That God so loved the world, he sent Jesus, his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. When was your aha moment? When did it all become so clear, like Peter, that day? Now, Peter's reaction, interesting, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. His realization of who Jesus was, his aha moment, was this catch of fish, but then you could see his eyes shifting to Jesus. There's something bigger about this man. And like we hear in other places from Scripture, like Isaiah, I'm a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips. His epiphany moment. And Peter says, I'm a sinful man in light of who Jesus is. And then in light of who I am, I can't stand before you. That's the classic moment. Now, maybe for all of us, we have that moment of clarity and we recognize who we are in light of who Jesus is. And that's part of what it means. It means to recognize that we are sinful men, sinful women, as the case may be. But the reality is that Jesus is the one who came to set the captives free, to free us from our sin, to demonstrate that God so loved the world. So again, what's your epiphany moment? What's your aha moment? What's your moment when Jesus has become so real? Maybe it's today. Maybe it's now. Maybe it hasn't quite happened yet. Maybe you're right on the edge of something. So we will go into prayer. We'll pray about that here in just a moment. But I want to remind you, we all need it. We all need that moment when Jesus is so real and the understanding of who he really is, the understanding of his death, burial, and resurrection just clicks and it becomes the aha moment that changes everything in our lives. If we haven't had one, again, let's pray and ask God for one. And if you have had one, we just, as Peter and his and James and John were with him, it says they brought their boats to land, they forsook all they had, and they followed him. They gave it all up to follow Jesus. That's the response of the aha moment of Jesus.